Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
ATL and Los Angeles crew are here ready to get this party started, y'all.
All right, coming up, honey, all signs point to divorce for Kim and Kanye, but did a YouTube star baby break the couple up?
And we got a new cat fight to talk about and the two parties involved. Let's just say they are very statuesque. But first, what you got here, Craig?
All right, y'all. We hate to start the show on a very bogus and sad note, but yesterday was one of the worst days our country has ever seen.
Yep.
Now, while Congress was working to certify Joe Biden as president, pro-Trump rioters, or dare I say terrorists, stormed the Capitol, breaching security, and taking over the buildings to stop the democratic process. Now, Pink tweeted, "I'm ashamed of what is happening in Washington. This is a sad day for America." And Cardi B said, "Why are people just wild animals in the summer for demanding justice?" And now, now after all the chaos, Congress did manage to reconvene around 8 p.m., and they worked diligently through the night, finally certifying Biden's win as the 46th president of the United States just before 4 a.m.
Yes,
somebody's going to get overtime for that one.
Yes.
It was crazy watching this stuff play out in real time. What do y'all make of all this?
You know what? When I watched it, I sat there and I said, I sat there and I said, when they had all of the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, they had the National Guard out there with their guns drawn. It would have been so different had it been brown people marching and, you know, swinging off the walls and breaking in windows. And I looked at it and I was like, it was like I was at a movie going, look at how they get to act.
Right.
And nothing, no tear gas, no nothing, no vans, throwing people in the vans for breaking curfew. So it definitely was it was a lesson in privilege.
People were being escorted politely out of the building, yo.
Yeah.
Like, being led down the stairs. Like, if they, like you said, Sherry, if it was anybody
like it was
else,
a field trip.
Our bodies would have been on the floor.
Well, I thought it was beautiful watching people of non-color climb walls. It was interesting to see that. You know, I've never seen that before. So I thought it was very interesting to see that not only the Black people, but white people climb walls, too.
There was definitely people who could qualify to play the next Spider-Man. I was amazed at how fast they were climbing up that wall with nothing. But, you know, allow me to point out, though, if any one of us, would have caused a commotion at that level that led to the death of somebody, guess what? We would have been held liable.
I have to say, and there was a tweet that was put out by Matt Rogers, which just said it. They tear gassed Portia Williams, but not a shirtless white man in a taxidermy ensemble storming the Capitol building.
Well, y'all, American democracy survived, but the foundation of Kim Ye might not be as strong. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, y'all, are reportedly headed for Splitsville, and the stories just keep on coming. Oh, Lord, here we go. So their relationship might be ending, but they still gave each other extravagant Christmas presents, y'all. Kanye reportedly gave Kim five, not one, two, three, or four, but five Mercedes Maybach SUVs, which go for around $200,000 each. So that's probably like a cool million. And then Kim gave him several pieces of artwork, which also amounted to worth more than $1 million, y'all.
Wow. I got socks this year, y'all.
But Chewy, what do you do with five Maybachs?
When the family roll out, you go all together. It's like a motorcade of the same fly car, you know.
One thing's for sure, y'all. They got to figure out who gets custody of their $60 million home in Calabasas. They bought the property for $20 million and invested another $20 million into the property, renovating it. So, that's going to be interesting as well. $60 million home.
They should sell the house up and just split the profit right down the middle.
on Sunday, they have the open homes where you can go see the houses. I like going to those. So I definitely want to go to the open house because I'm going to steal something. They ain't going to know it's missing. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to know it's missing. Don't get shot.
I'm just going to live in their big-ass pantry. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put an air mattress in the pantry and chill out.
But listen, y'all, one of the craziest theories, honey, y'all. Now, they're saying the craziest theory is that gender bending, honey, YouTube star and beauty guru, honey, Miss Joffrey Star, honey, broke up the couple by having an affair with Kanye, y'all. And, you know, that is not sustained. But you know what? But the thing is, this is totally unproven. But, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, Miss Joffrey, baby, she stroked, honey, the flames by referring to Kanye's church event, saying, this is what she had to say, baby, I'm ready for Sunday service. That's what a queen would do, baby. Yes, she would do it, honey.
Wow. Jeffree Star has not had a lot of nice things to say about the Kardashians. He has trashed their makeup line. So I completely expect this from Jeffree. I think it's a kind of a cheap shot to be throwing that in about Kanye.
What about this, Sherry, though? If you knew, honey, that you didn't break up nobody's home, Sherry, would you still make a comment like that?
Mm. Yeah, you would if you was thirsty for attention and you didn't mind the world attaching you to Kanye. I mean, it's a story. It's going to put you in the public eye more. Exactly. And it's probably going to make your brand sell more and get more makeup done.
All I'm going to say is that Jeffree Star recently moved to Wyoming, so we have that, okay?
Are you serious? What, Chewy? Okay, y'all got me with that one. Okay, another cat fight is going down in Hollywood, but this one is between award shows. So here is the deal. Due to the pandemic shutting everything down, the Grammy Awards decided to postpone their ceremony. And now music's biggest night will be going down on March 14th. Which happens to be the night of the 27th annual SAG Awards. So this is kind of dirty. The officials from the SAG Awards, they released a statement and they said that they are extremely disappointed about the conflicting dates, especially because they announced it 6 months ago. So y'all, you got the Grammys, you got the SAG Awards. Which one are y'all going to watch?
I'm so torn because I'm going to be chilling on a couch eating steak anyway, so I'll be there in front of the TV regardless. So I don't know. Possibly the Grammys.
I'm watching the
SAG Awards because that's part of my check, baby. So I'm watching the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Okay.
I'm watching neither because I watch 90 Day Fiancé and Housewives of Atlanta on Sundays. So that's what I'll be watching, y'all. I got
that's
my two shows
I said
on Sunday.
This is a Sunday. I'm not watching either. I'm watching Housewives, child.
I can go back and forth between all three, between the Real Housewives, between the SAG, which I got to support because being an actress, and the Grammys, because it might be somebody on there. I want to see if The Weeknd's face is still crazy. So I'm going to do all three. Nice.
All right, everybody, we got to show our girl a press up love because tonight is the season four premiere of Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes, and I saw the trailer, baby. It looks good, girl. It looks cute.
Yes,
friend.
It does.
Ooh, it's going to be a lot unfolding this season. Gary, you come on tonight, every Thursday night at 9, 8 Central. Woo, you don't want to miss it. I promise you, this is the best season yet. Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta, baby, your girl, executive producer, Brett Tatat, Dish Nation.
Brett, I'm watching it.
All right, well, coming up, does Vivica A. Fox think cockroaches are sexy? Dear Lord, we got the answer after the break. What is happening?
Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Cardi B is clapping back at the critics who have something to say about her parenting skills. Some people are not happy about Cardi not letting her 2-year-old daughter Culture listen to her and Megan Thee Stallion's song WAP. And this is what happened. Cardi was on IG Live and she was lip syncing WAP. But as soon as Culture walked in the room, she shut the song off. And folks had something to say. She wrote, oh, so your daughter can't listen to it, but everybody else's daughter can? Oh, okay. Exactly what I've been saying. You have an agenda to push with that trash ass label you're with. You're disgusting.
Yes. Wow.
Cardi B. Now, you know Portia and Brett. Cardi B is the queen of clapback. She responded. Yes. She said, y'all needs to stop with this already. I'm not JoJo Siwa. I don't make music for kids. I make music for adults. Parents are responsible on what their children listen to or see. What y'all think?
But she should let the girl listen to the doggone song. The girl gonna hear the song eventually when she grow up. For one thing, she's gonna hear those words. My mama let us listen to the song My Ding-a-ling when I was a child. So my thing
is, look at you now, Gary.
And now, that's your dad. I love Ding-a-ling.
You're about that Ding-a-ling life.
You became a fan.
And
look
that's
at
all
you, now.
You think about ever since.
So what about you? So, I mean, so Portia, when you gonna let PJ hear WAP and when she's 32? Because, I mean, aren't you letting her listen to Flatline right now?
I love WAP, okay? I was WAP for Halloween, so I'm all about the WAP. However, I will bop PJ on the head if I see her listening to this, okay? No,
she's not listening to this.
It's all about parenting. And how is somebody going to be mad at you for good parenting? Like, it's damned if she do, damned if she don't. Now, if she just sang the song and brought her daughter over there, everybody would have something to say.
When we were little, my parents did not let me listen to Prince. I had to sneak and listen to Little Rick Corbett.
Because your religion, Sherry, your religion was different.
But it was also because I was a kid, and it was not appropriate at the time to listen to some music.
You know only Prince song I could listen to was Diamonds and Pearls, because my parents, I think they thought that was like a really sweet song. So Diamonds and Pearls was the only Prince song I was allowed to look at.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Well, moving on, child, honey. Looks like my girl, baby, Miss Vivica A. Fox, honey, is also catching some heat, baby, after she made a comment about Young Thug, y'all. But during a recent episode, Portia of Fox Souls Cocktails We Queens, Vivica was asking how she feel about Young Thug's sense of style. And honey, Miss Fox did not hold her tongue, baby. Take a look.
Here's an interesting fashion sense. Vivica, do you think he's attractive?
You know, he's like just like a good, sexy-ass looking cockroach.
Ooh, that wasn't a compliment at all.
It's so hard when you're doing TV, when you're doing TV or a podcast, sometimes you forget. You feel like you know, that Cocktail with Queens is for women. And sometimes it's just like when we do dish, you feel like you with your friends and family.
Yep,
and sometimes you say things and you forget it goes out into the wide world.
Those cocktails kick in. And then you start speaking your true heart.
She's dished out some shade before, okay? And the shade come right back. So just get ready for him to shade her back. And we're going to just sit and watch a big-ass shade fest.
Vivica will fight you, though. She don't be playing around.
All right, y'all, looking for a toothbrush that gives you that professional cleaning with 40,000 strokes per minute?
Yes, honey.
Well, Gary, you're going to love this. It's the Aquasonic Limited Edition Sonic Toothbrush Set. It will help dissolve surface stains on your teeth caused by tea, coffee, and sodas. With this 4 operational modes, clean, soft, whiten, and massage.
And I heard there's 3 weeks worth of battery life per charge, and you get 2 years worth of brush heads.
That's right, brat. And with the interdental brush heads, they help clean between teeth and around implants or braces. Plus, the hard travel case keeps it all nice and sanitary.
Oh, and it comes in rose, black, white, and silver. I'm sold. How much?
Usually, this toothbrush set has been seen as high as $150. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Ooh.
Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Kate Beckinsale's daughter has a dream about her mom that Frank wishes he was a part of. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, baby. Woo!
Hey.
Hattie and Frank, what's up with you?
What's up, Frank?
Let's get right to it, because I know my man here, Frank, loves Kate Beckinsale.
Yes,
I know you do, and but I'm not sure how you're going to feel about this. I'm going to tell you about a text exchange between Kate Beckinsale and her daughter that she actually posted, her daughter Lily. And Lily said in the text to her mom, quote, "Oh, my God, I just woke up from a dream where you'd gotten pregnant with twins from a one-night stand with Nick Nolte." Kate replied, "By far the meanest text you've ever sent me." Kate did caption it. It's just nice to know you're on your child's mind, really.
Hilarious.
What are you thinking, Frank? That like Kate Beckinsale saying, "Oh my God, me having sex with Nick Nolte? That's the meanest thing you've ever said."
What do I have to do to get Kate Beckinsale pregnant in her daughter's dreams? Because I'll do it.
You'll do it. You'll go the distance.
Mm-hmm. You'll do it.
I mean, that picture of Nick Nolte looked like me on New Year's Day.
A little hungover, right?
Oh my And it's funny how dreams affect women different than men. Women wake up and whatever happened in the dream, they truly believe happened. Like if you did something wrong in your dream, your wife is mad at you. It's
Yeah.
My wife had a dream that I had sex with Kate Beckinsale and got her pregnant with twins. She'd believe it, wouldn't talk to me for a week.
That's so true. That's true.
All right, it's time for another Thirst Trapping with the
Stars.
First up, we've got model Ireland Basinger Baldwin. Of course, she's the daughter of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. And she dropped this pic with the caption, Tamra Melon thigh highs make my skin glow. Okay, didn't even know you could post this on Instagram.
Wow. With the ass out.
Is she thirst trapping, y'all, or is she trying to take some attention away from her stepmom, Hillary? Hillary from Boston. What do you guys think? Is she thirst trapping?
Oh, is that her new name, Chewy? Hillary from Boston.
Yes. That was hilarious.
Yeah, no, she's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Quite a nice booty, I will say. I mean, you're looking at the boots and the booty. Nice.
Look how much she looks like her mom.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, Sherry, we've got one for you, too. It's Ant Anstead, host of the show Wheeler Dealers, the newly single father. He dropped these pics of himself playing with his son, Hudson, and said, making the very most of these few days off, it's about to get very busy. You know, is it less of a thirst trap if your kid is involved?
I think it's more.
Baby trap, yeah, baby trap. Not a thirst trap, baby trap.
I knew this at a very young age. My cousin had a baby, and I took it to a basketball game when I was 21.
Yeah. You took it? Did you say you took it, Frank, to a basketball game?
Yeah, because, I mean, as a prop, as a total prop.
Oh, did it work?
Oh, totally.
Did it work?
Everybody's like, oh, look at him. He's so cute. He's
It's my little cousin.
I'm his baby.
It works.
Now, see, Frank, if I take a baby to the game with me, it is an anti-prop. It don't work for me.
Stay away.
Yeah, it just doesn't work the same way.
Up next, it took Blake Shelton a long-ass time to propose to Gwen Stefani. Was it too long? We'll discuss after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, well, a lot of people, a lot of couples are breaking up. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are still celebrating their engagement, y'all. Oh, that's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. An engagement Gwen was starting to doubt would ever happen. On The Tonight Show, Gwen shared how she really felt leading up to the proposal. Take a look at this.
I got to tell you, like, I was sort of like, what's happening with us? Like, it was kind of in my mind, like, we've been together a long time now. Like, what's going on? Like, I was in that place in my head.
Frank, they were together for 5 years. Do you think quarantine kind of sealed the deal, brother?
I think being together 5 years, I mean, I don't think Blake was ever going to do this. I think it's because Gwen's going to be his third wife, right?
Third wife, yes.
Wow.
It's going to be his third wife. And I think he was just kind of just waiting. And it's going to be her, third husband or second husband?
Second husband.
So I thought people who have been married before and been divorced, you're like, okay, we don't want to go through that again. We know what it's like.
I will say this. I do have a ring on. I am a married lady. I waited one year.
1 year.
Now, but I have a couple questions. Frank, how long did your lady, when you got together, how long were you together until you put a ring on her finger?
A long time.
You were together.
Why did it take so long, Frank?
He waited to get her pregnant.
Because she's pregnant.
That's how they do it in the Midwest, baby. Like
she was pregnant, right, let her insurance run out, so I had to marry her for all my insurance.
But it's very interesting, a man's thought process, because Blake Shelton took a long time. You guys know when you meet your lady whether you want to marry her or not. I don't understand. You know it.
True.
But why it take you so long?
Like, we know within 5 minutes whether we're going to sleep with you. You know within 5 minutes if you're like, that's my wife.
Whatever you want to call sleeping with, marry or sleeping with, I don't know.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.